There!
Drask's voice shouted in Fel's ear.
There!
Fel glanced to his right in mild surprise. Preoccupied with defense, he hadn't even noticed that they'd reached the access door.
Grappler!
He shouted. Stun grenade!
Shack!
The stormtrooper muttered back, his voice strained. The Ikari word for ready, Fel recalled uneasily. Apparently, Grappler was too far gone to even be able to translate into basic. Fel could only hope he was alert enough to remember to arm the stun grenade before he threw it.
Ready?
He lunged up and slapped the release.
Go!
The door creaked slightly as it began to slide open. Fel got a glimpse through the opening of armored Vagari turning their weapons toward the noise. And then Grappler lobbed the grenade through the opening. Fel hit the release again, reversing the door's direction. There were sounds of sudden consternation outside as the panel slid closed. And then the whole service corridor bulkhead seemed to bow inward toward them as the grenade went off.
Now!
Fel shouted, hitting the release again as he switched his blaster to rapid fire and emptied it into the Vagari at the other end of the corridor. The door slid open again, all the way this time, and he dived sideways through it. He landed on the deck of the turbolift lobby between two groggy Vagari who lay twitching where the force of the concussion had thrown them. Cloud seemed to be having trouble with the door. Reaching in, Fel grabbed his arm and pulled him bodily through.
Come on. We need to get out of here.
But it was too late. Even as he turned Cloud toward the turbolift doors in the corridor leading out of the lobby, he saw that the Vagari in that direction were starting to stagger to their feet, their weapons tracking unsteadily toward the intruders. At the speed Cloud and Grappler were probably capable of, the enemy would be back to full strength long before they could run that gauntlet. The same went for the corridor leading aft and the cross corridor leading portside. Which basically left only the option of standing here and taking out as many Vagari as they could before they were killed.
Listen,
Drask murmured urgently.
I hear a turbolift car approaching.
Fel grimaced as he caught the telltale sound, too.
Go,
he told Drask. They picked their way through the maze of stunned Vagari, the stormtrooper stumbling drunkenly, Fel doing his best to help and hurry them along. Drask had shot three more Vagari, and the room was starting to fill with blaster bolts by the time Fel and the stormtrooper stumbled through the open door.
We're in!
Fel shouted as he guided his charges to the rear of the car.
Hit the control. There. Storage core?
Drask asked.
Yes, Fel said. Come on, hit it!
Drask did so. Nothing happened.
It does not function!
Drask snarled.
The Vagari have locked it down!
A burst of enemy fire splattered off the edge of the door.
Come on,
Fel said, grabbing Drask's arm and dragging him to the back of the car. So that was it. The enemy had anticipated their final move, and they were now well and truly trapped. Fel had failed his men, failed Admiral Park, failed Aristocra Formby and the rest of the Chiss. But if the Vagari expected them to die quietly, they were in for a rude shock. Cloud and Grappler had sunk to the floor, semi-conscious, their blastechs hanging loosely from their hands. Fel grabbed Cloud's weapon, checked the power indicator, and swung it around to point at the door. Leveling the blastech toward the opening, Fel braced himself. And with a sudden shattering of metal and plastic, the front part of the car ceiling exploded inward. Instinctively, Fel twisted his head away, squeezing his eyes shut against the flying debris. At the front of the car, barely visible through the roiling dust, stood a pair of Imperial stormtroopers. Watchman and Shadow had arrived. The two stormtroopers stood shoulder to shoulder in the doorway, fresh and uninjured, taking the enemy's attack unflinchingly as they systematically raked the lobby with blaster fire.